You're listening to SBS News. A possible visit to Taiwan by the United States House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has seen President Xi Jinping put his US counterpart on notice. During a phone call that lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes, he urged President Joe Biden to ensure the US complies with the One China principle and warned him whoever plays with fire will get burnt. China regards Taiwan as part of its territory and opposes Taiwanese independence. The US position is known as strategic ambiguity, which essentially favours the status quo in Taiwan, with the US recognising Chinese sovereignty but opposing any enforcement, allowing the Taiwanese to retain their distinct rule. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden told his Chinese counterpart that the U.S. position remains unchanged.
President Biden underscored that the United States policy has not changed and that the United States strongly opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait.
Although U.S. officials visit Taiwan from time to time, a possible visit by Nancy Pelosi is regarded as a major provocation, as she'd be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island since 1997. And if the trip does go ahead, China has warned the United States will bear the consequences. The US military has advised against a visit. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has told the ABC it would be better for the US-China relationship if Nancy Pelosi didn't go to Taiwan.
She's been a consistent critic of China, and I think because she would see herself as not having a long political career in the future, seeing this as of particular symbolic significance for her own contribution to American politics. But I go back to the fundamental question. It doesn't really add to the intrinsic national security interests of Taiwan itself. It tends to serve more her particular domestic political interests in the United States. I think on balance, it's better for the overall relationship if she does not proceed at this stage. I don't think either side, the United States or China, at this stage want to go to war over a Pelosi visit. Though if it does proceed, the Chinese military have indicated there will be a reaction of some form or another.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says it's not for the White House to determine travel plans for members of Congress.
What it is for us to do, on the other hand, is to provide members of Congress, including, of course, the Speaker of the House, with relevant information and context for any potential travel. That includes security considerations, that includes geopolitical considerations, but we're just not going to detail any such conversations.
It was the fifth call between the two leaders, and they're reported to have agreed to an in-person summit. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Mr. Biden raised a number of sensitive issues.
He raised genocide and forced labor practices by the PRC. That is something that he raised. About the human rights, as he always does. This is, as we've said, that anytime the president has an opportunity, he raises that when he meets with another leader, and called on PRC to cease its ongoing human rights abuses across China.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.